As here we are with our Friday morning Whippeal and City League football podcast brought to you by Cover 3 Athletics. Let's talk about week 4 as it's September 24th. At this point of recording, it's about 10 a.m., so we're about, we'll say 8, 9 hours from kickoff. So let's go through the games. So Class 6A, Quad County, 3 games on the slate. As the Norman Seneca Valley game is off because of COVID, so they will not play. But the games that are still on, Caden Mack hosts Baldwin, Malamud versus Hemfield, Central College North Allegheny, which is a big game. So Caden Mack, Baldwin, how do the Big Macs bounce back after just an ugly showing in Malamud last week? Baldwin, they just haven't looked good this year. It's a total rebuild. I think the Big Macs at home by a big margin to bounce back. Malibu against Hemfield. Blue Devils should have no trouble. I expect a mercy-rule win for them. And then the big one, Central Catholic at North Allegheny. The storied rivalry renewed. A rematch of last year's title game. This is another thing. You know, in recent years, NAs tend to be able to get more success in the regular season, win some of these. But when it comes to playoff time, either Central Catholic wins it or NA doesn't make it there to get the rematch, meaning they lose earlier. It's just a case of NA's home. It's a big game, obviously. But I think the Vikings have just been more consistent each week. They've shown the ability, and Peyton Wayner is a little bit more dynamic at quarterback for them. NA, they're kind of still playing around the quarterback situation. They really still haven't shown, you know, a trustworthy passing game. And I think in case you have two good defenses, two solid running attacks, and just two really good teams, the fact that Central Catholic has the more dynamic quarterback and they can throw the ball, but it's a difference maker, they got the bigger playmakers. I think Brandon Jackson makes a play tonight. You could expect Gannon Carruthers to make a few of them and have some big numbers probably, but I like the Vikings on the road to keep rolling. Class 5A has their conference play begin next week, so we have one more week of non-conference games we'll do later. Class 4A, the conference action, the Big 8, McKeesport's at Trinity, Lower Highlands hosts West Mifflin, and another big one, Bell Verdon hosts TJ. As for the other two games, the Tigers should have no trouble going to Trinity, they're just the better team. Lower Highlands, West Mifflin, this one I think is going to be a close game, back and forth, because West Mifflin, they got a bunch of ballers. Lower Highlands, I mean, they're led by Rodney Gallagher, we all know this. But Eric Allen's been a dynamic running back. They got the 1-2 punch going for them, and they've just found ways to win games. And I think the Mustangs at home are going to find a way to win this game, and I expect it to be kind of like their game last week, where they may fall behind early. It's going to be back and forth, but I think Laurel Highlands wins this game late. And the big one, the Jaguars go to the beach. Will they enjoy themselves? I think both these teams obviously have very strong defenses. I don't think Bo Burns would be given enough credit for their defense or their line play. Of course, Joey Lesky and the newer guys for TJ have stepped up and played brilliantly on offense. Connor Murga had a big week last week. He's fully going for them, running the ball. I think, just look at this matchup, though, I think the best player on the field is Devin Whitlock. I think Quinn Martin's the second best player on the field. And I think the Leopards have enough veteranship to win this game at home. I'm going to stick with Bell Verdon, and they were our pick coming into the season to win the conference. I think Bell Verdon behind a big night for Whitlock and Martin together win this football game. I think it might be a lower scoring game, like 20-17 or something. And it's a big game too, because you look at the Big 8, you know, the winner of this game is going to be alone in first place. They're going to have that important head to head, especially with having McKeesport play both these teams later in the season, and Lower Highlands, you know, who's this game for them tonight with West Mifflin starts what's going to be a hard stretch for them the next month, having to see all the big three coming up. So a lot it could be decided tonight that's going to affect things come 5 weeks from now. The Greater Allegheny, U of Highlands hosting Hampton in a battle for first place. Indiana and Greensburg-Salem go at it, and both these teams, they're in the top half of the conference. Armstrong hosts Knock, and then you have Plum taking on Mars. Both teams looking for their first win in that game, and yes, you heard that right, both are 0-4. So going through these games, Armstrong should have no trouble with Knock. Kane Olsen's best player on the field. The Riverhawks have the offense. Knock really doesn't. So as long as they protect the football, I like them to defend home turf. Greensburg-Salem and Indiana. Hayden Teska is the leading passer in the Whippeal. They've been really good on offense. But the Indians, they have the running attack. Devin Flitt, Zach Harrington, Corbin Wilson, Rourke Jones. So, I mean, Indiana, they're going to pound the rock, slow the game down. And they got three horses who can do it. Well, Greensburg Salem, again, you have the quarterback that's dynamic, that's experienced. You have some playmakers like Rubrecht, Kennedy. So, I mean, you got guys that could play. This one could be one, this low-key could be one of the better games of the night, let alone could be a high-scoring affair. I expect both these teams to hit 30s, if not 40s. They go back and forth. But I'm going to go the Golden Lions at home, find a way to pull this one out. I'm going to say, 47-44. Plum and Mars, the thing here is, both have had a rough year. It's the total rebuild. But Plum, they have more on offense. Eric Moore is the best player on the field. I like them to win the game at home. Highlands and Hampton, boy, oh boy. Hampton, they've found ways to win the last couple weeks. Highlands, they've under the radar been very good. You both have experience across both sides. Highlands is at home. The Golden Rams, they've had some big moments the last couple years on the football field. They just haven't lived up to it. They've had some big-name players. Now, though, you have a solid group that's kind of come out of nowhere a little bit to have a lot of success. Can you defend home turf in a huge game early in the season? Because, again, you know, you're undefeated atop the conference right now. The winner of this gets that fifth win, stays in first, you know, and it has, again, the important head-to-head. And both these teams are 4-0. You know, you look at that, though, I do think Hampton's had a little bit of a tough, has a little bit better of a strength of victory to this point. You know, and it's hard to go against the home team, but I think the Talbots, who've had a little bit stronger victories, they're finding ways to win closed games, and their style of football I think is going to translate. I think they're going to find a way to slow down Timmons in the passing attack. I think Hampton goes on the road and just nudges out another hard-fought, weird-scoring type of game, kind of like a 25-23 game or something like that. I think Hampton gets it done. And again, the Greater Allegheny, you know, these two at the top, Indiana, Greensburg, Salem, Armstrong, that makes the top half of the conference. Where if the Riverhawks take care of business, you're kind of going to have those five beginning to pull away from the bottom three. So Knox is going to try to keep themselves as well as Mars and Plum still irrelevant. Well, then it's a huge opportunity, as well as for Indiana and Greensburg Salem. Big chances for both those teams to get a huge conference win and propel themselves, you know, in the upper echelons of the conference. And since the Parkway doesn't have conference play yet, that starts next week for them. Looking at those games, Aliquippa goes to Quaker Valley. Yeah, the Quakers have unfortunately for them fallen a long way since winning a Whippewan state title. Quips should roll this one easily by mercy rule. I'm looking elsewhere. Blackhawk takes on Ambridge. This is like a Parkway Northwestern 6 kind of trade-off. These non-conference games is Ambridge, they're doing a lot of positive things, but it just isn't on the field yet. I like the Cougars to kind of take out some frustrations on this one, win big for Blackhawk. Chartreuse Valley and Hopewell. The Colts should have no trouble at home. Keystone Oaks goes to Montour. I think Montour wins this game, because I think Montour coming off a win's got some positive vibes. Keystone Oaks played really well 2 weeks ago and lost. Last week they struggled a bit. I think Montour's going to find a way to grind out behind Caleb Williams and company. But Keystone Oaks, they got some ballers out there, so pay attention to them. Nick Buckley, Kevin Drew and company. Central Valley hosts Newcastle. This one's an interesting game to look at, but until someone beats them, you got to go Landon Alexander and the Warriors. But, you know, we'll see the offense rolls a little bit without Matt Merritt leading the offense at quarterback. Mike Wells and Newcastle, they have definitely enough, along with Chris Hood, to definitely put a scare into them. So I do think Newcastle will hang around, make it interesting for a bit, but I like Central Valley to pull away. But that's an interesting game. Talking about a Big 8 team, Ringgold's out of conference, let's go to Uniontown, like the Rams, they bounce back with a win. Looking at the list here, and that's all I got for tonight for those conferences going out of conference. And then since we didn't talk about 6A really quick, again, Mount Lebanon, they've been rolling people, they should roll it. Central Calicanay, it's a huge game as it always is, but again, you figure both of them will be top three, it's just a matter of who lies where. You know, and then again, Seneca Valley not playing, we'll see if they get that game in later on, if it just gets crossed off. So that could affect the standings a little bit, just depending on percentages and all that. And the KMAC, they need this game tonight. They need it to make sure they're in the top five, as they should be based on paper in 6A. So moving back through in order, Class 3A, the Allegheny 7, the Dairy Freeport game got canceled. East A goes to North Catholic, Valley goes to Deer Lakes. Now, as a result, though, in the Sarah Catholic Carleton game also got canceled. So as a result, Freeport and Sutter Catholic, they got together, they're going to play each other tonight. So Freeport, Sutter Catholic, I like the Eagles. They got just too much talent spread out. This one could be one of the higher scoring games in the night, though, so keep an eye for some points. East Day at North Cali, I think the Trojans just have too much talent, too much depth. The quarterback with, you know, the Prentice is a little banged up. Mikey Smith and those boys East Day won't make it easy, but I think North Cali will find a way to win. And I do think it's going to be a closer game than expected by some. And then Deer Lakes and Valley. Valley's just not playing good football. Deer Lakes coming off a big win. I like Derek Burke and a mix of a growing, let alone veteran team for the Lancers to get this win at home. And again, make a push towards trying to make the playoffs themselves. And then talk about the other part of that conference. Burrell hosts the Paul Ridge, a rivalry renewed there. I think the Bucks have a little more going for them. I think they win that game as the Paul Ridge is in total rebuild mode. The Interstate Conference, Brownsville is at South Park. Mount Pleasant hosts Southmoreland. South A hosts York. South A is going to be York. They just got too much talent. I mean, York, they're doing some good things. They got a lot to rebuild. So I like South A at home. Mount Pleasant, Southmoreland, the big game, the circle in this conference tonight. I like the Scotties. They're playing good football. Anthony Govern and them are finding ways to win games. Isaac Trout, J.J. Bloom, two speedsters. Well, of course, the Vikings, I mean, they pound the rock. Aaron Alaskan and company are no joke. They're a solid team. But Southmoreland's winning games. Mount Pleasant struggled the last 2 weeks. I like the Scotties to go on the road and sneak out of there with a victory. South Park and Brownsville. Brownsville's rebuilding. South Park off to a sluggish start, but could tonight be the night the offense could sparked? I think South Park at home, and I think they got to win big to kind of turn their season around and make a statement. Elizabeth Ford's out of Corinth to host Beth Center. I like the Warriors against a rebuilding Beth Center team at home to win big. Like I said, the Northwestern 6 does not play conference until next week. We already talked about a bit of them, but the ones we missed, Averworth hosts Southside Beaver. I think the Antelopes, just the better team. And Southside does run that option attack. They got some horses who can do it. So this could be an entertaining game, better than expected. But I think the Antelopes win this one by at least 2 touchdowns. And then another, actually, we're going to keep going with that. Is if I missed one, I'll come back and talk about the other non-conference games that we missed. Because it's just kind of all together on this list. So then we go to Class 2A conference schedule. The Century. Shar Houston goes to Wash High. Frazier hosts McGuffey. Waynesburg's at Charleroi. So looking at that, Shar Houston, they're undefeated. Low-key, they're 4-0. They're playing good football. I mean, they're 3-0, but either way, they're undefeated. But the strength of victory, you know, you're like, okay. Wash High's on a revenge tour. They're dominating everybody. I think the Prexies win big at home to make a statement. It's more about how good Wash High is than anything else. McGuffey, yeah, Frazier. Frazier's had a nightmare start to the season. McGuffey, you know, rougher than what they wanted, but they bounced back nice last week. I think the Highlanders on the road win this one by a couple touchdowns. Frazier just isn't playing good football. Charleroi hosting Waynesburg. I'm gonna go an upset. I think Braden Woods is the best player in this matchup. I think Charleroi just has really not looked good. And I think Woods and Waynesburg find a way to win this game on the road in an upset in the Century here. And again, it's a matter of who gets the early start. Wash High and McGuffey try to keep pace. I think they both need to do that tonight, and I think they will. The Midwestern Conference, Elwood City's at Beaver Falls. Neshanic hosts Freedom. Laurel at Riverside. New Bryan hosts Mohawk. Beaver Falls, they've yet to win. I think that changes comfortably tonight with the Wolverines coming in. Tigers are a bit limping, but I think they finally get through and then begin to turn this back around. Freedom's and Neshanic. Talk about an interesting game. Freedom fought hard to beat Riverside. Neshanic, just their offense didn't exist and they lost to Mohawk. So it's a case of Neshanic. Can they bounce back? Freedom, do they keep going in the right direction? Cameron Owens, Josh Pell, two stars in this matchup. And I'm going to go Freedom. I think Freedom's played more solid football. See, last week was a shock. Can the Lancers overcome that? I think Freedom's good enough that they're going to prevent that. But it's a huge game because in this Midwestern, it's literally one of the tougher conferences top to bottom. These games matter. If Neshanic goes to 0-2, they could be in deep trouble to make the playoffs, especially still having to play Laurel and Beaver Falls. So you hate to say a must-win game in September, but there's a lot riding on this game for the Lancers. And then Laurel at Riverside, I like Laurel. You had the big win at home over Beaver Falls. You're undefeated. You're alone in first place. You have the head-to-head. You have to win this game. You have to win it. Riverside, they're still rebuilding. They're not like they were.
you know, 2015, 16, 17, 18, when they just kept on going to the semis and being a force. You know, if you're the Spartans, you have to win this game. And this is a situation, this is the ultimate trap game, because you're coming off one of the biggest wins this program has seen in a long time, beating the defending Whitfield champs in your house in Beaver Falls, doing so in convincing fashion, comeback fashion even. You have stars in Luke McCoy, Pascarella, Kobe and DeRosa. I mean, you guys who have done this for 3 years, 4 years, this is your moment. Like you've taken down the big challenge. You're in the driver's seat. Or if you take care of business, if you beat Beaver Falls, you know, you're gonna be favored at every week the rest of the season. So now you go to a Riverside team that's younger, they're struggling, and you just come off a huge win. Can you lock back in and refocus? And so if Laurel's able to do that, they win this game no trouble. If they're not, this is the type of game that Riverside, that's pesky, that's never going to go away, is going to steal. So I do like Laurel on the road, but don't be surprised if it's a dogfight for two and a half, three quarters. The Mohawk at New Brighton, watch out for the Mohawk Warriors. They have a couple guys, Voss and Conti, it's a nice duo. Watch out for them. New Brighton's solid. And you know what, I'm going to go with the upside. I say Mohawk on the road again. I think Mohawk pull another upset. I mean, the defense won them a week ago, and honestly, if not for a 97-yard pick six, they had a shutout. I think the Mohawk defense wins this game tonight in another low-scoring game that's going to make people double check the Twitter feeds. But again, in this ultra-competitive conference, these games in September are huge when everyone can be anybody each week. And the other two-way non-conference games, so let me just look through the list and find them all. We already talked about some, so I'm not going to repeat them. Brentwood at Steel Valley, a little Three Rivers-Allegheny clash there. Ironmen are playing good football. They're not getting enough attention. They stand defeated behind the Burt Twins and Brookins. I like Steel Valley in that one. Ligonier Valley hosts Carrick. I like the Rams without any issues there. The games we've yet to talk about again that are at this class, looking through. Stowe Rocks at Shadyside, a little Three Rivers Allegheny action again. I like the Vikings on the road. Stowe Rocks, they're just the deeper, more veteran team. But Shadyside's not going to go down easily, but I do like Stowe Rocks to find a way to win this game and do it by two scores at least. And then Western Beaver takes on Summit Academy. Beaver should have no trouble in this one. So now let's go to Class 1A where it's all conference play. The Big 7, Burgettstown at Rochester, Shenango hosts Cornell, Fort Cherry at Olsh, Northgate hosts Union. Union come off a big upset of Rochester. People were saying Rochester was down 6 starters, but a win's a win. You still got to play the game. Credit to Union, especially at the 1A level, which, yeah, I mean, the smaller rosters, missing players is a much bigger deal. But you also, when you already got small rosters, you're kind of used to having to adjust with that anyways with injuries. It's inevitable in football. So credit to them. I think against an improved Northgate team, I like Union on the road to take care of business. And again, they put themselves in a really good position with that upset. Another team that could be in a really good position after tonight, the Fort Cherry Rangers. Because they're going to Olsh. First place is on the line. And I'm going to go Fort Cherry on the road. I think Maddox Trushel and the Rangers just are going to spread it out. And I think they win a high-scoring affair and pull out a win in some type of wild 35-32 game. I like Fort Cherry for the road upset, but talk about a huge game in the Big 7, with, again, early on. And keep in mind that Rochester, Union are still going to hang around later in the season for these two. Burgettstown for Fort Cherry, you know, Shenango for both. So Cornell goes to Shenango. Cornell, they went through growing pains a year ago. Shenango might be going through them now. I'm going to go the Wildcats at home. I think they find a way to bounce back and a win behind C.J. Miller and company. Rochester hosts Burgettstown. Do the Rams have their players back? If they do, I think they win without trouble. If they don't, I like the Blue Devils in a low-scoring, ugly type of upset. The Tri-County South. Benworth goes to Carmichael's. Manesson hosts Jefferson Morgan. Cal versus Mapletown. West Green at Avella. Last year was really magical for Avella. Unfortunately, this year it's been a disaster, and I don't see it turning around. West Green, who's pounding their chest after a huge win over Cal, and it was a beatdown at times. I think Corey Wise, Colin Brady and the veteran Pioneers go on the road and win this game by at least 35. I know it's not too much of a crazy prediction, but I say that in terms of I think they're going to start to pick up steam. They've already beat Cal, who's been, I mean, those two have been each other's hurdle the last handful of years. Wes Green, I think, is getting on a roll. They continue out with the big win tonight, and watch out for them in this conference now. Cal and Mapletown, Landon Stevenson may be the best player on the field, but I like Ethan Fike, Hunter Assad, and the whole group that they have to win this game, so I think Cal wins by at least two scores, but it might take three quarters to pull away. As Mapletown, they are better this year, but I like the Trojans to bounce back. But if there's a hangover, watch out. JMM and Manesson, and another one of those games, kind of both sides rebuilding. I'm going to go Manesson. As, I mean, both these teams coming off big wins last week. This week, I think the Greyhounds at home. I think their defense is better, and they're going to find a way to win. Kind of one of those goofy number games. Carmichael's and Benworth, the Mikes are the better team. Trenton Carter, Mike Stewart, enough said they win big there. And again, the Tri-County South, you look at it, West Green's in the driver's seat. Carmichael's needs to keep pace. California, they're going to need to make up ground later in the season that they've already lost to West Green. Carmichael still plays both of those two, so those will be the big ones to circle later on. And you kind of look at it, it's kind of like a top-bottom situation where Avella looks just to be a mess, as does Benworth in a rebuild. JM and Manesson against like the bottom half, you know, they both looked good a week ago, putting up nice numbers to get wins. Tonight should be a competitive game, and the winner of that's going to, you know, be mathematically have a great chance to finish in the top four. And you know you could, because, but like I said, if there's ever a year for the Maples to make the playoffs, it's this year. But again, the kind of that fourth spot's wide open. As well as the top three, it's going to be kind of, you know, back and forth. You got to take care of your business when you get to, so you can't have any mistakes then if you're West Green, Cal, or Carmichael's. And in the Eastern Conference, Jeanette, Santa Monica Christian, Leechburg hosts Springdale. I think the Jayhawks go back-to-back. I think Jeanette, they're feeling good. They're the Jeanette Jayhawks. They're the defending champs. They go on the road. They win this game. Springdale at Leechburg. Talk about a time for this football game. This time a week ago, both these teams were undefeated. Both had dreams of sitting 4-0 in first place in the East. Well, both didn't work out so well. Leechburg gave Clareton a fight, but the Bears showed why they're the Bears. On the other hand, Springdale lost a close one to Canavan. So, you look at this one, I think Leechburg is the more balanced, better offense. Braylon Lovelace is the best player on the field. But I do think the Dynamos have the better defense. The game's in Leechburg. With all that being said, I think Springdale wins. I think the Dynamos made the playoffs a year ago. They have a veteran quarterback. They have a good player, Logan Dexter. They have the better defense. They have more returning starters. Leechburg, they're trying to have a 33-year playoff drought. I mean, you kind of feel like the air went out of the blue when they lost to Clareton and kind of how it turned out last week. How do you bounce back? I just think Springdale's going to find a way to win. I just think they're a little more complete. And sometimes, like, the high flashy offenses in these types of games get, you know, they may do their job, but they end up not winning it. So I think Springdale on the road gets a good one. But I think it's going to be a very good game. It's a very huge game, too. And then on Saturday at noon, Clareton goes to Riverview. Yeah, it's a matter of how much the Bears win by, how long it takes for them to get the mercy rule. No offense to Riverview, but it is what it is. And then other non-conference games featuring 1A teams. Actually, there are none. I'm sorry, there are none. And then looking at the City League, Thursday night, Alderdice beat University Prep 27-15. I mean, that was a game that was equally matched. Going to do it. It was one of those games you need to win. Dragons took care of business. Terrell James had a big pick six and 95 yards and a touchdown rushing. Huge performance for him and the Dragons. They're off the schneid. And again, University Prep, kind of a letdown for them. You try to build momentum, you drop the ball there. So Alderdice gets a big win. Tonight in the City of Couples, Bashir hosts Perry, the star power, Tamir Robinson, Tyrese Fearbry. I think Bashir wins this game. I think, you know, they got a win, they scored some points, and they got all these playmakers. I just think Bashir has more playmakers. They're feeling good. They've got confidence in offense. I like what they're doing with the quarterback situation. I think they win this game. But again, expect a good game. I mean, it'll be exciting for Couples Stadium to host that star power. And then you have Westinghouse going to Ohio. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs. What the heck? Represent West Peer. Represent the city. Get the win. Stay undefeated. And they are a good team, too. But don't know anything about the Ohio team, to be honest. So now let's talk about the Class 5A non-conference schedule. So bear with me as we kind of just go through it. Bethel Park at Franklin Regional. The Panthers have lost three straight, and they just don't look good. Bethel Park, they got some ballers. They got some guys. Max Block, Troy Volpatti. Gavin Mall, that junior class. This is the night where I think they have a big statement. They come out, they win the game by a couple touchdowns. And again, if you're Bethel Park, you look at the conference schedule ahead, you need a good performance. You need to feel good about yourselves going into that conference slate. Of course, Franklin Regional, not saying they don't, but there's a little more room for error in the Big East than there is in the Allegheny Six. On to the next one. Connorsville, Peters Township. Indians by mercy rule. They're the better team, the deeper team. They're coming off a huge win over Penn Trafford, so if Connorsville was better, this would be your classical trap game. But it isn't. Peters Township comfortably tonight. And they're veteran enough to know how to handle it. Southfield and Latrobe, on paper you're thinking we might see 80, 90 points tonight. But Southfield's defense is actually pretty good. That's the reason why I think they win this game. I think the Lions double up Latrobe, kind of like a 42-21 game. But don't be surprised if it goes back and forth. Moon travels to Fox Chapel. Moon's a better team. They're the more complete team. They're going to pound the rock. They're going to win the game comfortably. Tigers by a lot. The Woody High North Hills game got called off, so they will not play. Penn Hills at Upper St. Clair. Both these teams are in desperate need for a victory. USC needs to retool after just a bad showing in Pine Richland. Penn Hills wants to make a back-to-back dubs. I'm going to go Upper St. Clair. I think Ethan Heaster and company find a way to win this game at home. Then a big game, Pine Richland at Gateway. Can the Rams make a back-to-back? The Gators, it's challenge time. I like Gateway. I think they're the better team. They're more experienced, and they're also at home. And PR, other than the USC, when they haven't played a complete football game this year, they've got one complete game, and I think, yes, this is going to be a shootout. They're going to hang around. It's going to be a fun one to watch. But I like Gateway at home to win. They'll score late to pull it out. West Day at Kiski, and who would have thought coming into the season this would be a matchup of undefeated teams? It is. West Day's got the big-time playmakers in Gavin Miller, Jay Sean Spencer, Nodine Tracy. Kiski, they're just a solid team. Like I said, it's not sexy, but it's darn good. And sometimes it's just good to be good. So I'm going to go Kiski at home in kind of a grudge type of game. But if Spencer and them get loose, watch out. West Day could put 40 up. So that could be a low-key fun game to keep an eye on, too. And that's actually all the 5A action that we didn't talk about yet. Right there. Then looking ahead to Saturday's agenda, there's a few games on. Greensburg-Salem goes to Bishop Canavan in the Eastern Conference Saturday night. That's actually a big game. Canavan's 4-0. GCC's, they're in the mix. Huge game by Canavan. They impressed last week. The defense balled out phenomenally. They got the offense to protect the ball, go with it. Canavan at home by at least 10 points. And then the two non-conference games left. Cena LaSalle goes to Beaver. I like Beaver to bounce back behind Weinringer, but this one could be an interesting game. And then Penn Trafford at Shaler. Shaler's had a lot to smile about this year. You feel good for them. Penn Trafford's just a better team. But Yakimelli, Carter Green, and company, they need a bounce back performance before conference play starts. They know that. They get it on the road. To unfortunately for Shaler, spoil their homecoming. Warriors win that game Saturday afternoon. So that kind of sums it up, what we have going on. So week 4, Whippeal City League football, it's here. And crazy how time flies. It's crazy to think that we're in the last Friday of September. And after this week, second half of the season, it's here on out. And before you know it, in a couple weeks' time, as we're getting ready for Halloween and costume shopping, you'll be talking about playoff scenarios and playoff time. It's crazy how quick it goes by, but it's here. So hope you guys enjoyed. Again, check us out on our website, cover3athletics.wixsite.com/WestPA. It's cover3athletics in our address. Our Twitter handle is @cover3_ATH. That's capital C and cover3 in all caps ATH. Cover3athletics is on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Check us out for daily, weekly updates, status quo, as you name it. On our site, we have up-to-date standings, schedules, scores, this podcast, as well as the weekly recap podcast. We have Printero's blog, World of Sports blog, which has athlete featurettes on, or Whippeal featurettes. We also have other podcast episodes up on our Anchor app as well. Check us out. It's easy to click through, find what you want, enjoy it. If you're at work or in school bored or in the gym, listen to it, get a kick out of it, relive the high school days maybe. Or get pumped up for your team on Friday night. So wherever you're going, be safe, be smart, enjoy yourselves. We'll talk next week.